We just can't seem to pull out of this winter funk. I'm listening to all our weather forecasts here on WGN, and it's very gloomy. We're being taunted with this mild weather. Yesterday was terrific, but then we just fall back into this cold, and we run back inside. We so want the sun and its attendant warmth. Now, you know the sun, it is our friend. We need that good old vitamin D from that great ball of fire in the sky. And the sun is also our enemy. Too much of a good thing is a bad thing for white bodies. And after this long, lingering winter, suddenly a lot of pale white bodies are going to be seeking sunshine. And parents, when those bodies are your children heading south to the baking heat of Florida or Mexico, the damage can be pretty extreme. Dr. Michelle Epstein is away, but Dr. Amy Brodsky is here, except she should be here. This is our regular health segment. She is a medical doctor with a specialty in dermatology and offices in Glenview and Park Ridge, and she's leading a crusade. But where is she right now? She is in her car, stuck in traffic. Hi.
Hey, Bill. Can you hear me? Hi.
Well, it's a pretty bad connection, I have to say. What happened? You left the house too early or too late?
I had a vacation and work.
All right. It's pretty bad, Dr. Amy. I don't know if it's where you are. How many bars do you see on that phone?
All of them.
All right. Well, maybe you should try a different service. But anyway, you are a champion. You're leading a crusade. Why is this such a paramount, important issue to you?
This is an important issue to me because I'm a dermatologist and a mother of two. And I know that one person dies every hour of melanoma. And did you know that 1 in 5 people will get skin cancer in their lifetime?
And didn't you say once that the sun exposure you have before, I think it was age 18, is the most important to control?
Right. I mean, most of our sun damage happens before the age of 18. And if one blistering sunburn occurs, you're going to increase your risk of skin cancer by 50%.
And I'm the age, I'm part of that generation that didn't know that. You know, sun was a good thing.
Right.
I lived in Southern California for many years as a kid, and you know, you're outside in that thing all the time. We had no idea that too much exposure is a very bad thing.
Well, it's the cumulative risk. And here's the problem. We're in Chicago. We get intermittent sun exposure. We get really excited to go walking outside as soon as there's the first sun. And then all of a sudden, we have sunburn on. And that's the problem. So, some of the things that are important is that sun exposure is a cumulative thing. And I know I'm excited for spring break, too. I want to get out there. I want to have fun. But I'm really more about trying to figure out how we can prevent this and perhaps detect it.
Well, Dr. Amy, how do you balance it? You're an MD. You know that vitamin D, the best source, is through sun exposure. How do we balance how do we figure out what the optimal level of daily sun exposure should be?
Well, actually, that's not true. The best way to get vitamin D exposure is through oral supplements, because here in Chicago, you have to be outside in a freezing cold snow for over 2 hours if you really wanted the dose of vitamin D. But I think it's a simple balance. What you really want to do is you want to make sure that you have a broad-spectrum sunscreen and that you apply it every 2 hours. So I'm going to tell everybody to get at least an SPF of 30. And then my favorite thing and what I'm really passionate about is sun-protective shirts. And this is what my charity is all about. It's called Pediatric Sun Protection Foundation. We'll get to that in a second. But I think a nice mixture of sun-protective clothing, sunscreen, a hat, and then being in the sun, you know, try to limit your exposure to midday sun is the most important thing.
Yeah, 10 to 2, that's the most dangerous time to be outside.
Right. So we're outside. We're in the pool. I'm really, you know, careful about reapplying to my sunscreen and my kids. But I'll find an umbrella. I'll be in the shade. And I'm very careful about making sure that they don't get sunburned.
You know, you talk about the sunblock. We have been buying it from France, I think. And there was a piece on NBC Nightly News last night on this very topic that the FDA has been dragging its feet when there is ample scientific evidence that a special formulation, a certain list of ingredients, is in fact very effective at blocking UVA and UVB rays, but we just don't get it in this country. We can't have the kind of protection that Europeans and Latin Americans have.
Well, I mean, we've been dragging our feet for 20 years now. We actually just changed the guidelines on the bottles last year, but that took us about 10 years in the making. We don't have in this country great UVA blockers, but my favorite product is something that has a zinc or a titanium dioxide, and that's almost really hard to find and still make it cosmetically elegant. And here's the problem. Everybody's using sunscreen. They say they know about it, but they don't put on 2 ounces every 2 hours. They don't put it on thick enough. It's messy. It's greasy. People don't like to use it. And the sprays really do not exist in my world. They're just not effective enough. Mm. And then you spray them, and they spray in the winds and all sorts of stuff. So anything that has a really good amount of zinc, the higher the percentage, the better. That's the important point. But yeah, if I'm going on vacation to Europe, I'm going to buy my sunscreen in Europe because that's the best place to get it, the country that you're in.
All right, well, let's talk in a minute here about the Pediatric Sun Protection Foundation, sunhero.org, the website. And the executive director of this foundation is who?
Mr. Joel Brodsky. He happens to be my executive director, and I happen to be married to him, too.
And he's stuck in the car with you as well. All right, back for a few minutes here with Dr. Amy Brodsky, the MD from Glenview, and her husband, who's on the line as well. Why is he there? He happens to be the executive director of the Pediatric Sun Protection Foundation. I know it, Amy. You don't have to talk over me. So let me talk to the hubby. Now, did you take this position because your wife nudged you into it or because your heart's in it?
I took it because my heart's in it, and my wife has great vision, yet she's very busy with her practice, and I feel that it's very important and very critical that, you know, this mission, gets put into play. So I'm here to help her and support her in any way I can.
All right, sell me.
I do believe.
Sell me on it. Why should I care? People listening are going, oh, that's kind of a nice cause. Give me more.
Well, you should care, and everybody should care, because even though everyone's been using sunscreen for a long time, the incidence of skin cancer is still on the rise. And sun shirts, or sun shields as we now refer to them, provide complete coverage for the area which the shirt is on. So it provides a full sun solution, and we're advocating for that. And we're having an event on April 26th at Viper Alley to fund a pilot program with Northwestern Hospital to give away approximately 2,500 sun shields to children years ages 2 through 6, starting May 1st through July 31st. We're going to use the statistics from that program with Northwestern to try to roll that out on a much larger national scale. And we're very excited about the event at Viper Alley. Energy Production is going to be there as a DJ, and it's going to be a great party for a great cause, and we hope people will come out and support us.
And WGN is a sponsor, and the Cubs owners will be there. And, Bill, you know, what's interesting is that the people that we are trying to grasp are the pediatricians. So the pediatricians are the ones that are going to give away these sun shields, these shirts. And so when you go into your pediatrician's office, they are going to give you a voucher to go back to our website, which is sunhero.org, and you will get your free shield. So it's like your bicycle helmet. You wouldn't send your kid around the block without a bicycle helmet. So why would you send them to the pool without a sunshield?
Yeah, I see what your aim here is to make it as simple and as go-to as the helmet is. I mean, you're right.
Exactly.
Nobody
would necessary.
Yeah, you wouldn't think of putting on a special kind of a shirt with long sleeves on during the summer, but I've seen these shirts. You've been giving them away at Cubs games over the years. And they're designed with style in mind. They're not clunky or hokey looking.
They're cool. And, you know, we're going to change this. We're not calling them rash guards. You know, yes, they're swim shirts, but you can use them at the beach or wherever you're going. They're sun shields. So be a sun hero. Shield your children from the sun.
Let me ask you about tanning beds. A lot of people still think that that's the safe way to get a tan. Your view?
Oh, yeah, that's obsolete in my opinion. We've actually banned in Illinois. Anybody younger than age 18 is not allowed in a tanning bed anymore. If you go in a tanning bed one time, you can increase your risk of skin cancer by 75%. I'm fine with spray tans. That's fine. But you're not going to, you know, get a base tan through tanning beds and then expect not to sunburn. That's a myth.
Yeah.
The other thing that we're doing that's really cool is the Park District program. I'll let Joel tell you about the Park District program.
Yeah, but we partnered up with Northbrook Park District and Park Ridge Park District this summer, and they have agreed to purchase sun shirts for certain of their campers to be worn during the water-based activities. And they really like the idea of, you know, that there's just no issues with compliance. And there's some regulations or some issues in Illinois about counselors being able to apply sunscreen to the campers. So I think the parents, once they learn more about the program, Amy's going to go out and talk to the parents. And I think they'll really like it. And we hope that to add, you know, at least another dozen park districts next summer. We hope that pilot program will take off as well to really get people to understand that wearing a sun shield is the best way, also with your sunscreen, to protect yourself from the sun.
All right, the website, sunhero.org. Mr. and Mrs. Brodsky, sorry you couldn't be here, but I'm glad you were able to pass the information along nonetheless. Yeah.